A long time ago, I picked up a book. It was called The 12th Planet. I was riveted by it. I could not put it down. It talked about the Cimmerians. It talked about visitations from extraterrestrials called the Anunnaki. They came from a planet called Nibiru. All of this work was done by Zechariah Sitchin, a researcher, an expert in Hebrew. He looked at the Sumerian text. Sumeria, of course, is now in modern-day Iraq. I got to tell you, I could not put his works down. He wrote many other books under the auspices of Earth Chronicles. I've had an opportunity several times on this program to chat with Zechariah Sitchin.
So the question was, if Earth was visited in the ancient past by people, whatever we want to call them, ancient astronauts, aliens, whatever, was visited by Earth, why did they come here? And then if they did come, from where did they come? Mm-hmm. How did they come? What kind of spacecraft did they have?
You know, in February of this year, I had an opportunity at the Conscious Life Expo to award and introduce Zechariah Sitchin, a Lifetime Achievement Award, for his work. And I've got to tell you, his theories are absolutely incredible. Zechariah Sitchin is truly one of a kind of a person. He touched so many lives with what he did, and his investigations, his research, absolutely uncanny. Many people believed in his work. There were a few who said, no, I don't think he's interpreted these texts the correct way. Nonetheless, Zechariah Sitchin was one of a kind. He died on October 9th at the age of 90 years old. He will never be replaced. Jason Martell is a world-renowned researcher and lecturer specializing in the ancient Sumerian culture, how it relates to Planet X as well. Jason, this is, at this point, has got to be a very sobering moment for you.
It is, George. Thank you very much for playing that clip of Sitchin. And I think what you just said there really eloquently sized up, I think a lot of people's feelings, especially me, bringing a tear to my eye, because, you know, it is a very moving time. And he was very influential, especially in my life, as well as many others.
I always thought of you, Jason, as the younger Zechariah Sitchin. You know, he was 90 years old. This is funny. One day when he was on with me on my most recent Coast to Coast appearance with him, I asked him, I said, Zechariah, how old are you? And he went, that's rude. in the funny way that he did. We got along great when I met him, but he didn't want the world to know how old he was. 90 years old. He was a trooper. He looked healthy when I was with him in February. And then several months later, he had some abdominal problems. And I guess, Jason, he went downhill after that.
Well, you know, I'm sure Eric will be able to provide more info on this. But I really do think, George, that we're so grateful to have had the time that we did with him and the legacy of what he's done. And if you think about, you know, I really hope I live 90 years, and I really do think it was us, his audience, and the people behind him pushing him to stay with us.
Eric Parker is the webmaster for www.sitchin.com, the official website of Zechariah Sitchin. Eric, tell me, how did you get to meet Zechariah Sitchin? How did you get to know him?
Well, George, let me say thank you to you for letting me come on the show and offer a tribute to Zechariah. I saw you last at that Conscious Life Expo when you gave Zach that award. I met Zach in 1998 in Sedona, Arizona. I went to see him speak and hear him speak. Actually, he was on the air with Art Bell back then, and I heard him speak for an hour, and I was blown away. In just that 1 hour time, I was hooked. So I went to read everything, went to see when his next appearance would come up, went to see him, and signed up to go on trips with Zechariah. And within 2 months, I was contacted, and I was on a trip in a few months. On first stop was in London and Stonehenge and the British Museum and all over England and Malta. It was incredible.
You know, he was one of a kind, Eric. His theories, his interpretations of the Sumerian texts, absolutely incredible. I think it's changed humanity. If anybody with a grain of salt would investigate what Zechariah has, they would find that something very strange happened to this planet thousands of years ago.
I agree with you. There is a lot of evidence out there. Zechariah presented, I count 14 books. That does not include, of course, articles and stuff on the web and other articles he wrote for other magazines. 14 books, hundreds of pages each book. He left behind a huge body of knowledge. I mean, he spent his 90 years working well.
Jason, can he be replaced?
You know, he can't be replaced, but what he can do, in my opinion, George, is shed light in an area of research and a model to do it correctly. There's two people that I've really tried to grab onto the coattails, Eric von Daniken and, of course, Zachariah Sitchin. More so for me, Zachariah Sitchin. But Zachariah Sitchin and Eric von Daniken have their two separate ways of approaching this, and Sitchin's is very interesting, and I want to point this out. Eric von Daniken takes a global perspective of looking, kind of just touching on various cultures and pointing out, you can see it, ancient astronaut evidence here, 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 here. It's everywhere. But Sitchin focused very heavily and microscopically viewed the Sumerian culture and all of its intricacies to point out why the ancient astronaut theory can be academically approached. So what I think is interesting is we need more scholars to hone in on specific cultures. As an example, John Major Jenkins, Mayan. Sitchin, Sumerian. We need more people to study specific cultures and then find the overlapping principles, which are the foundation of our research.
It was very poetic for me tonight, Jason and Eric, because tonight the History Channel just left our studios where they taped about 8 segments with me to intersperse throughout their second edition of Ancient Aliens. And I couldn't stop but wonder that none of this would have happened had it not been for the people like Eric von Daniken and Zechariah Sitchin. Eric, as you look at Zechariah and the work that he has done, when he started coming up with these theories, way before you and I even got to know who he was, what did you think later on? When you said you were hooked, I was too, but how did it hook you?
I found the information to be the most compelling information I've ever read. And not only the analysis was so in-depth, but it connected cultures and languages and religions. And it took you, it was a futuristic view of spacecraft and aliens coming to Earth with an ancient influence, with an ancient tradition. Here were tablets, which are the originals, describing incredible events, and they have knowledge they should not have known for that time. And Zechariah showed a lot of different things that they knew that it should not make sense in that time frame.
I actually thought he would live forever.
Well, in a way, he will.
Yeah, that's true. In a way, he will. You know, he just got done with another book. He was scheduled to be on Coast to Coast before he passed on. Mm-hmm. We were waiting for him to come back. He was already scheduled, and he had to cancel when he got sick. Mm-hmm. And we were waiting for him to come back and say, hey, I'm ready to go. And he just never did.
Yep.
And you know, George, a lot of your audience hears the topic of pretty consistently now, Planet X and Nibiru and, tying into 2012 possibly. But maybe not everyone realizes that, you know, Sitchin really is the person over the last decade that has really been a proponent of educating people around these topics as the initial source of credibility as to why people might be interested in Nibiru or Planet X, because they find tidbits of research that was done by Sitchin initially and say, there's something to this.
And you know what I liked about him, Jason, is he stood his ground. If you questioned his research, if you tried to poke holes at what he did, he would not back down.
Nope. Yeah, that's because he knew his scholarly research to be correct. I mean, the new book is incredibly detailed. He's writing like a reporter, a detective, knowing every nuance of these ancient Anunnaki and connecting them all to each other in certain ways. I mean, that's very detailed work.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you have to go through a huge amount of texts. I mean, he told me that the Lost Book of Enki was made up of over 800 fragments.
Are you at liberty, Eric, to talk about his passing?
To a little bit of a degree.
Okay, what happened?
Well, you know that he went in for in summertime for the heart condition.
Right.
And then after that, I've talked to him, and he was telling me that, you know, old age was catching up with him. He can feel his body getting weaker. And then I think it was a series of little things that happened, a pain here, you know, a pain there. And then it started to snowball into several things happening at once, which, if you know the way this last stage of life, which we call decline, that's how the body goes.
Was he comfortable in his last days?
Actually, he was. I mean, he was in the hospital at the final end, but he was in a more comfortable place prior to that for several weeks, and he was. We have people that went to see him, and he was aware of his destiny, which was a big thing for him in Sumerian Nam. That's your everlasting fact that you're a human and you cannot live forever.